1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
You know, I saw a commercial yesterday for toilet paper, and they were talking basically about the lint left behind by an inferior toilet
dust
paper.
And lint. Dust and lint. Would you want that on you?
So it's like they dragged a brush over it to show how much lint and dust was on this inferior toilet paper. I think it was Northern, the quilted one, right?
Yeah, because it's a cartoon.
And then they drag another brush over it and they show how little dust will be left on your anus from this particular toilet paper. That's what they're talking about, right? Anus dust? Am I really worried about anus lint?
That sounds like a Scottish name.
Hello.
I'm Anus Lint.
I'm from Glasgow.
And I'll be your new instructor.
Hi, Mr. Lint.
What's your name, sir?
I'll be Anus Lint.
Do you want to know what the latest in toilet paper innovation is?
Sure. Sure I do.
Wet wipes.
That's not latest.
Wait a minute. You're talking...
That's been a hemorrhoid.
It's been a feminine thing for quite a while.
It's been a baby thing forever. I mean, we've had the wipes forever for babies.
Well, somebody finally figured out they should do it for toilet paper.
Okay, so you have a big soggy roll of toilet paper hanging there now?
And I'm telling you...
You put her in the toilet bowl.
Quiet, anus.
Quiet, anus lint.
Zip it, anus.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. A new character. our Irish friend, Anus Lint.
Scottish.
Don't call him.
Anus Lint.
Irish.
No Irish.
Did you know William Wallace?
Anus.
If you think that sounds like a goofy name, just watch Braveheart.
Oh, I know. I just came from the land of Fergus and Seamus. Yeah. I know.
And this is my brother Penis.
What's your wife's name?
Oh, boy.
Well, but here's the thing. Did you guys...
Okay.
How do I put this delicately?
Well, you know,
one of my pet peeves in life is to take a shower, and then you have to
go
do the thing.
Tiny Tim
especially
conquered
if
that.
You have a date.
Tiny Tim conquered that by showering
every movement,
right, after a bowel movement.
He showered.
It seems excessive.
Bad
either
for
that
your
or
skin.
Either that or you really had some wild stuff going on.
There was no toilet paper was going to handle it.
Right. Things got out of control.
No matter how absorbent it was.
Well, did he have that long curly hair on his backside?
I don't know.
I shudder to think.
Okay, so anyway, you got...
So I'm saying...
You don't have that fresh all-over feeling anymore.
You don't have that fresh all-over feeling, so sometimes you do your dusting, let's say, if other toilet paper has dust.
Just doing a little anus dusting.
Hello. So then you want to go back and you want to freshen up and you wet toilet paper, don't you? People do. I would imagine to clean up a little more.
Okay, so now they're just wetting it and soaping it up for you beforehand.
Don't you think?
Does it have a fragrance?
Well, it probably does.
It's got to be a little heavier than that. Toilet paper is not going to hold up. It's got to be.
I'm sure they can come up with a suitable paper product,
like a car
disposable. A chamois.
Oh, you leave it there for the day.
That's my wife's name, chamois. I'm Anus. This is my brother, Penis. My wife, Shammy.
Oh, Anus. Kimberly Clark plans to spend more than $40 million making Cottonelle Fresh roll wipes this year. They say the intention...
I'm all for improving toilet paper whenever we can.
Hey, they did it with the Kleenex with the nose. Remember the Kleenex wipes that had lotion in them or something?
Right, yeah, so that your nose wouldn't get red and dry and sore.
I never tried that.
Make those a little juicier.
Yeah.
Yeah, they work.
They say the invention rivals the introduction of rolled toilet paper back in 1890. Mm-hmm. The wipes even come with their own moisture-tight container that fits an old-fashioned dispenser.
1890.
11 years, right. We've used the same technology. How many things are we using now where the technology hasn't advanced in 111 years? The spoon?
Yeah. Fire.
No, because now we got logs that, you know, don't burn. And, fire's even different.
The wheel.
The wheels hasn't changed much. I mean, we've made other things round. Into wheels. Yeah. Right. No, you're right. It's time for a toilet paper revolution.
Hey, they did it with pizza.
I've had enough of the dusty.
We're only two steps away from the corn cob at this point. So,
yeah, there was a corn cob and then there was toilet paper.
Corn cob, Sears Roebuck magazine, roll of toilet paper.
So they'll have to put a new wing on the
corn cob
toilet paper museum,
huh?
What do you mean by, am I not getting, what's the corn cob part?
You wipe with the corn
cob. You wipe with the corn cob? Well, no wonder there's an itchy anus Santa out there.
As for a good scrubbing.